Welcome to Hammer Down!
Down! Let's go, Tony.
Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby, Tone!
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Let's go, Tony. Let's go!
Bill's arguing with people in the chat, dude. Bill's getting frisky in there. I don't...
Big Bill?
Bill McComas.
What's he doing?
I don't know, man. Listen, you fucking come at Bill, you best not miss, by the way. He'll shut this stream down.
Hey, if that person's in there who keeps saying my beard's fake, Bill, kick them out for good.
Fake beard?
Yeah, it's glued on.
That's a fake mustache.
Yeah. Wait till I got my fake hair.
Nick's in the back with his greatest Ted Bundy.
How we doing? Please have some respect for fucking Al Jesus. Bundy, dude.
Hit the pose, dude. Yeah.
Four touchdowns, one game. Greatest athlete in Chicago history.
Also the greatest shoe salesman in Chicago history.
Wow. He didn't really enjoy that period of his life as much.
Mitt, you got any idea who fucking Al Bundy is?
He's got no clue, dude.
No, I have no idea.
It's unbelievable,
who is that?
Dude. You ever seen Modern Family?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, what? He ain't Manny. He's not Manny, dude.
I don't know any of the characters.
Mate, do yourself
that.
A favor.
You go would home. Love you would love Al Bundy, Mitt.
And watch yourself some Married with Children.
Yeah.
You'd also love Kelly Kapowski.
He might be the brother.
Bud?
Yeah.
He might be little
Bud.
It
might be Bud.
What in the fuck?
Ask
are
your
you guys
dad about Al Bundy,
yeah.
Dude.
All right.
Your Bud. Your dad probably wanted to name you Bud.
And say, Dad, am I Bud?
My fucking butt, Dad.
Man, how's everything? How's life?
Oh, really good, dude. NBA is starting to get a grip on the NBA. We got
fucking
football season
grip,
full swing, dude. Someone telling me there's baseball on tonight.
World Series, dude.
Oh, that's real baseball.
What do you mean it's real baseball?
It's like the biggest. It's like the biggest baseball thing.
This correct. Is, that this would is be correct.
Good and also heartbreaking
about him.
No, the World Series.
Oh,
it's tough.
I hear you.
It's tough.
I hear you.
So close yet so far. You know?
So close yet so far. Now, is there always next year?
There is. Team on the rise. Young team on the rise.
Always next year.
At least there's hope with the Red Sox.
Tonight we got NHL, NBA, the World Series.
What?
Is that Bruce walking back? No, it's Eat. If Bruce,
Bruce
does
is
go,
answering phone calls.
Oh, he's answering phone calls. 1-833-462-2333. That's 1-833-462-2333. Zeke's Bulls are undefeated. Zeke, congrats!
A baby Zeke.
He didn't hear me.
Had a baby Zeke.
Bulls are hot. Warriors are hot.
Hey.
Lakers stink.
Jalen Brown. Jalen Brown is looking like a player right now.
Yeah, he came focused.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
That dunk last night was insane.
Celtics beat the best team in the league last night.
Schroeder. Last two games has looked very good, too.
It's funny how you leave LeBron and get better. A lot of players do that.
He looked great when he was playing in the Lakers at times, too.
Yeah, without LeBron.
No, that's not true. Actually, LeBron was playing in all those minutes. And LeBron's playing tonight.
Start, dude. Thought he was questionable.
No, he's not. He's playing tonight. So is AD. Melo's out, but, I mean, let's go. Russ is playing.
They're short favorite against the Spurs.
Yeah.
Sixers are short dogs against the Knicks.
Sixers are dogs?
In New York.
Oh, it's in MSG.
Yeah. Don't sleep on the Knicks, dude. Don't sleep on the Knicks.
That line has been moving all day. That was, like, even when I woke up.
Even Steven.
Yeah,
we got a mover.
It was at one. Yeah, I took it at one.
Rockets still stink, huh?
Yeah, the Rockets are horrible, dude.
Quick update from yesterday's show. Geno Atkins, or not Geno Atkins, Geno Smith, still undefeated ATS since 2014.
Well, it depends on where you got the line, because, you know, if you got a three, you pushed. Turns out we both won.
I won.
You won, I pushed.
I won.
Go back, look at the tape where Tony took
that thing got to six. That Saints team stinks.
The Seahawks team stinks.
Yeah, but they stink because they don't have Russ.
I don't know.
If they had Russ last night, they'd win that. They missed two field goals. They should have won that game.
Yes. I mean, if the wide receivers would show up one time for Jamie,
I mean, I love Jameis Winston. But
fucking what's his name? Had no idea where he was supposed to be on the field.
I don't think Smith had. He does not know what a playbook is, unfortunately.
Man, you ever get yelled at for not knowing the play?
Did I ever? Yeah, dude. Every single fucking practice.
Tell you what, I thought that might be the case. I don't know why. I just thought that might be the case.
Yeah, that's right.
Nick, there's NHL tonight, right?
Oh, yeah. Big slate.
How's the ice been?
Not bad. Last night was not kind to us. That's on me. You know, I'll
be
better.
What about, like, overall? In general, been a good season so far?
Yeah.
Like,
no black eyes in the league or anything. I haven't seen anything big news today or anything like that.
Oh, okay, yeah. Nothing like to do with black
organizations. Yeah. I haven't seen anything.
Why is fucking The Rock retweeting Jimmy Seafood? Terramana Tuesday?
The Rock and Jimmy Seafood's partnering together?
Oh, no.
I hope he doesn't get COVID from there.
Jeez.
Oh, you know what, Tony? Now that you mention it, there was that Dallas Stars fan last night that chirped the Columbus Blue Jackets as they went onto the ice and turned the game into a death game when it wasn't a death game and pretty much ruined that for everybody and hurt the feelings and just spit all over the memory of
a
man who tragically passed away.
What's that?
Why would you do that?
What does that have to do with me?
You're a Dallas Stars fan.
Was I the fan in the crowd yelling?
No, but if one of you reflects all of you.
So the Steelers
denounce him
that want Mike Tomlin fired.
Denounce him, Gump.
That's you.
No, Steelers are different.
Oh,
the Steelers fan that pooped his pants. That's you.
That yes. is. Yeah, correct. Tony Attention. Would wash. We his stick pants together. In the sink for sure.
This is a gambling show.
It is.
Shout out Mike Tomlin though. He's not going to USC or LSU. Not that anyone thought that he was. Actually, there was some people who thought he was, but those people are dumb.
That is correct.
What sports do we want to start with tonight?
AC Milan's up 1-0 right now.
Let's roll the dice. Okay. One. What sport is one? World Series?
I mean, we can just do the World Series and get it done.
Two. NHL. Three. NBA. Four. A phone call.
Anything but three. Okay. One.
One.
Yeah.
World Series.
Chucky ball game plus a half, first five.
World Series what are tonight. We talking Let me about? Set the fucking table.
What are we talking
table.
About?
Let me set the table.
Ground Chuck?
Don't.
Was that?
Talking about Pirates great Chuck Morton?
Yeah, is that who's going?
Yeah.
Chuck Braves. Morton. Atlanta Braves.
Chuck Morton is facing off against Framber Valdez, who just had an absolute gem of a performance against the Boston Red Sox.
Fuck off.
Astros are minus 134 home favorites, plus 114 on the road for the Braves. Minus 1.5 is plus 140 for the Astros. Plus 1.5 is minus 170 for the Braves. That's full game over under 8.5. First half, very similar. Astros minus 128, plus 104. Blah, 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 blah. Braves are plus 0.5, minus 140. Astros, you're going to lay 0.5. Chucky's solid.
Yeah.
Framber was not good before the last start against the Bo Sox. Astros are number one hitting at home versus righties all season pretty much. Atlanta is not great versus lefties, but that's our situation that we have tonight. You like Atlanta plus the half first five?
Atlanta Braves.
Okay.
Please. Please do not let this happen. I cannot take it.
What can't you take, dude?
If the Astros go through this whole era of theirs mm-hmm. with Verlander, Cole, the garbage cans,
okay.
Altuve, like the years and years of cheating,
yeah,
and only get one World Series, I think that's a win.
Okay.
But if they get the second one here, then everything's kind of just wiped out. Is okay. my opinion. Is it right? Probably not. I'm probably a bitter Red Sox fan. I know that.
Potentially.
But I would like to see the Braves win this series.
Okay. I think most of the baseball world would.
Yeah.
When you're looking at trends, it's impossible in baseball. There's 37 trends. Good luck finding one that matches. Personally, I don't trust Valdez.
I can't see him putting together two like that.
No, I know.
I mean, I know he's sweated. He had a lot of sweat going in 30 degrees in Fenway, so we'll see. We'll see how he does in Houston tonight. Jack, probably be
what are you probably just, a puddle you're, on the you're mat. Trying to manufacture something that a guy was sweating while he was pitching?
No, I'm just saying he's a good pitcher.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds like that. He has not pitched in the World Series yet. But the rest of the team has a lot of World Series experience. Fuck. I don't know what to do tonight.
Tony, I'm crunching the numbers here, and it looks like the solid play is the over from the basis of the last couple series that these teams have played. They all hit a shit ton of runs.
I don't hate it because the Astros normally will get theirs. Now, if Valdez has a bad start, which he is prone to, he could give up some runs too. The first five total runs is 3.5. But you got to lay 170 to go over 3.5. That's a low total. Oh, I think I'm gonna lay the 128 Astros first five money line. Give me the experience. Give me the bats, even though pitching is normally what wins, but fuck it. We're on opposite sides, Paul.
You son of a bitch.
Hey. It's not like I'm winning much lately, so.
Urquidy's going game two against Freed tomorrow.
Now that tomorrow, I'll probably be on the other side.
You don't come back. You're gone for good. You take the Astros the rest of the way. If Luis Garcia threw 4 miles per hour faster in the ALCS, he might throw 105 in the World Series. Jacked up, dude.
Saving it for when it counts.
Yeah.
It's jacked up. Okay. That's tonight.
Yeah.
So Mitt, you're taking the over?
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I want to watch some actual fun baseball. Let's go. Over. Okay. Home runs.
Let me see. How to producer. Dre from Massachusetts has got some MLB he wants to talk about. Dre, how you doing?
What's going on?
What's going on, Dre?
I just wanted to go with the Braves full game. I think they're taking game one tonight. And it was the NBA play, too. Let's go with Denver. I think it was +7 versus the Jazz tonight. Everybody on the Jazz, I don't think they're going to cover that big spread tonight.
I agree. Thank you, Dre. Everybody in the club getting tipsy.
It's good stuff.
Everybody in the fucking club getting tipsy. Dre knows.
That baby Dre.
Now, our friend Le'Veon from Sacramento is going to lead us into our next sport that we're going to talk about. Le'Veon, please speak into your phone.
Love, Bill.
Hammer down, boys.
Hammer down.
Hey, I have a question for Nikki Skates. Oh, shit. And my question is... the way the Oilers were ousted out of the playoffs, did that light a fire under their asses? And do we take the over in every Oilers game? Because those boys are buzzing.
The boys are buzzing. I don't know if it had so much to do with playoffs. I think they just got – the roster got better. They got better players. They got Zach Hyman, who can create space. It was a big free agent signing from Toronto. You know, their decor, a year older. Players develop. They get better. And McDavid's still the best player on the ice in almost any game he plays in, unless he's going against the Pittsburgh Penguins and Sidney Crosby.
Now, before we continue to the ice, was there a goal scored or something funny that upset you?
No, we got bad news coming out of Green Bay.
Uh-oh.
How bad?
Oh, no.
Larry the Lizard.
Alan Lazard also out for Thursday night. That is two wide receivers.
He literally just told that guy yesterday that his computer had COVID.
He did. What did he call it? You remember what he called it?
Nope.
He called
Fuck. That thing's. What do you think that spread's going to get to now?
I don't know if Ali Lazard moves the line too much. Maybe half a point. 6.5. How you doing?
What about the spread through the wide receiver room?
What about Larry the Lizard, dude?
Yeah. I don't know if you guys broke the news. It just came out. Yeah. Alan Lazard now on the COVID list. He is at Davante Adams. He is at Chandler Jones is back. Aaron Rodgers is going to have an Aaron Rodgers-like game to be able to keep up with Kyler and them on the other side on Thursday.
He was just asking me how much has Alan Lazard moved the line. I said maybe half a point.
He was the number two guy, though. right? I mean, I guess you get big Bob Tonyan out of there. MVS is back. Randall Cobb's still there.
I mean, it's not a great wide receiver core with those two out, but...
Yeah, now is not the time to be losing any wide receivers when Devontae's out, for sure, because you got to think about the defense, what the defense is going to do, who are they going to have four eyes, two sets on. Now, Lazard not being there, there's a...
And I'll tell you why it's a... I think it's a huge issue. We talked about it a few weeks ago with the Cleveland game. Arizona was last in the league in rushing defense. Now they're 31st, so they've improved slightly. But now if they don't have to worry about...
Pack the box.
They can pack the box.
I'll tell you what.
But if they pack the box with Aaron Rodgers, if he ends up getting seven, if this ends up being a seven-point
No matter what this gets to, I'm taking the Packers.
It's Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. This game feels like, and I know it's not the same, you can't compare games. When Arizona went into L.A. and everyone was on the Rams and Arizona showed up, This is what this feels like to me. I know they don't have Adams, they don't have Lazard, but still,
I agree.
It feels like one of those games.
And Aaron on the show, obviously earlier, felt very confident. I wonder if he knew Lazard was potentially out already. I don't know, because old Bob Domofsky just said on ESPN, it's coming in right now as we speak. You guys broke it as the internet. I wonder if Aaron knew that at the time, and how much can they change? Hopefully this is the last one, though, if you're a Green Bay Packers fan. If you're a better, keep an eye on that COVID list, because COVID's still a real thing.
I'm trying to think if he mentioned Lazard. No, he just said young guys. Young guys, good show. Thanks, buddy. You too.
Hey, thanks for punching the numbers, Mitch.
Hey, were you also shocked to hear? I don't know if you heard. Mitt has been yelled at more than one time for not being great with remembering the playbook.
I would have never guessed.
Me either.
I mean, we put a lot on his plate, and he hits it out of the park every single time.
Thank you, Mitt.
It would never be something where you would take a fish out of water and judge it. You would never have Mitt do something that would require memory or critical thinking or anything like that and then judge him on that.
Correct.
He is an executor.
Yes.
He executes tasks in a beautiful fashion. He's hardworking. There's no reason for him to jog those rocks inside of his brain and remember anything or do anything like that. That is not the way Mitt is to be used, I assume.
Hell yeah. Monkey see, monkey do. That's what we do around here.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
The line has moved half a point now to 6.5.
Keep it going. Give me 7. Drive that thing to the roof.
Crazy.
Very interesting.
7.5 would be great.
Very interesting. Thank you, Pat.
There's also a big signing in the NFL.
Shut the fuck up!
I don't know if you saw this. Miami Dolphins have signed running back Duke Johnson.
Duke. Cleveland Brown, great. Miami, great.
Should fix everything.
Duke.
He's a hometown kid, dude. Maybe
he'll catch just 20 balls out of the backfield.
He's probably going to start in the Malcolm Brown Heisman package on Sunday.
Anything to Barry Skaskins on the
depth chart. That
they might lose by 40.
Hey, you know what? And if it doesn't matter to you, can we get back to the ice, dude? Before you so rudely interrupted with that big news?
Shut the fuck up.
Let me make sure there's no news before we do anything.
Yeah, back to the ice, dude. Nick, let's go to the ice.
Any other breaking news?
The depth chart, MVS, Randall Cobb, ESB, EQSB, Amari Rodgers.
We need, you know who's going to have a game. Fucking
Bobby?
Dave St. Brown.
Equinius St. Brown.
Yeah.
Bobby Brown.
Big Bobby Brown.
Okay. All right, I think that's it for the news. Ice. Tonight.
Calgary Flames at New Jersey Devils. Flames are 3-1 on the road. Devils are not good at home so far.
Okay.
So we're going to go with the Flames plus 100.
What's Jerome Iginla up to these days? I know he's not playing, but...
I don't know what Jerome's up to.
Also, on the other team...
I lied. The Devils are good at home. They're 3-1. But I like the Flames road record at 3-1 as well.
Okay. On the other side, you see Bo Bennett's looking for a platform to tell his story.
Bo.
Maybe that talkie talk is that place.
Hey, we got to have Bo on. Oh,
hey. I mean.
Bo's a good guy. We got
a big hockey talk tomorrow night.
We do.
Tomorrow night, eight o'clock.
Big.
Big guest, talk. Marcus Foligno from Minnesota Wild. If you don't know him, he's a dude that threw the Superman punch the other night.
I know. YouTube.com/thatshockeytalk.
We call them Fellines.
Is there a game? Is there a TNT game on? Is there a TNT game every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday. ESPN has their national games on Tuesday nights.
Tuesday night
TNT
hockey.
Does Wednesday.
What is it tomorrow?
Is the national game tonight Lightning Pens?
No, what is it tomorrow? Vegas Colorado's tonight.
Oh, 8:27.
Let's go.
Mountainside.
Tomorrow Mountainside. Is either the Bruins and Panthers.
Bruins.
Or Red Wings and Capitals. I'm going to assume it's Bruins and Panthers.
Probably not.
What about Leafs Blackhawks?
What if it's Leafs Blackhawks?
Golden Knights Stars at 8:30 tomorrow.
Anyways, back to tonight.
Lightning Pens. You got anything there?
I'm not going to touch it.
Fucking Sid not on the ice yet, dude.
Sid, is he going to play this year? Practicing.
What about Gino? I saw him fucking taking passes.
He was skating.
In the slot.
Where's Gino?
He's skating though.
Yeah, I know. So.
Pens are plus money on home ice. Lightning have been struggling lately. I don't know. I'm not going to touch that.
Okay.
The Golden Knights at Colorado Avalanche. I'm going to take Colorado in regulation.
Okay, what's that at?
So if you go into FanDuel app, go into the money line, including tie within the game there, Colorado is minus 120.
Is Chris Otto, is PSU Otto in the chat today? Anybody know? Because he put out a stat yesterday at PSU Otto on Twitter. Good guy.
Guy knows
great
stuff.
Follow.
I believe the Rangers have gone under first period in the first seven games, last seven games.
I think I saw that as well.
I think it was seven. Oh. I didn't want to forget that.
Good stat.
As we were on the ice.
It's good ice, Tony.
Thank you. Go ahead, continue next.
I'm going to continue with the Road Dogs. I'm going to get on the San Jose Sharks. Ooh. Plus 118 at Smashville. They're going against Nashville, who has not started the year.
Who's in between the pipes for Nashville?
Tonight Pekka. Is Jussi Saros.
Excuse me?
Pekka is done.
You so sorry?
Good guy, though.
Saros is 1-4. Oh, the Sharks got Reimer in net?
James Reimer, yes, sir.
He was going to save
old
the
reliable.
Leafs all those years ago.
He did not.
Nope.
The Seattle Kraken.
Yes!
Boys, going with them to get a win on home ice, minus 134 against
son of a
the
bitch.
Montreal Canadiens. They both fucking stink.
Habs are heating up.
I think they're
dude.
Both 1-4. Forget it.
Habs, you know, won their last game.
It's a suck fest.
All right, well, one is an expansion team and one's been there forever.
One was in the Stanley Cup final last season.
Correct.
Yeah. This isn't a suck session, dude.
It is a suck session.
This isn't a slob session, dude.
And then to wrap it up, the late game, Minnesota Wild at the Gumpy's Vancouver Canucks.
Don't do that.
Why?
That's your team, dude.
That's where you're from. I don't like the Canucks.
But that's why where you're from.
Because they stink.
So what about the Sundins?
No, Matt, Jesus. Stars are my team.
What about Henrik and the other guy? And his brother, Daniel.
Yeah, they had a great career. Just couldn't win the big one.
They were nice
made
guys.
It there.
Good guys.
Good guys.
Was
made a lot of guys a lot of money.
Was Luongo the keeper for them?
Oh, yeah.
They shipped them to fucking Florida.
What are you taking
in this
one? I'm going to flip the coin for this one.
Oh, wait.
Late game coin
Which
flip.
Game?
The Minnesota Wild on the road, minus 124 at the Vancouver Canucks at home, plus 106.
This is for 29-0. This is for 29-0 for the coin, ladies
and gentlemen. All right, 29-0
for the coin.
Minnesota Wild at the Vancouver Canucks. Gumpy's hometown. Wild minus 124.
Not really.
Vancouver Canucks plus 106. Are we doing money line?
Yeah, money line. Minnesota will be heads. Vancouver will be tails.
Tails.
That's flip. It's heads.
The coin is spoken. Minnesota Wild, minus 124.
What a road teams tonight.
Give me, put me down for a Parise anytime goal.
He's on the Islanders.
This son of a bitch.
Put me down for Madonna anytime.
North Stars could still fucking
play. When are we going to bring back the North Stars, the Whalers?
What do you mean bring them back? They're still exist.
Their names aren't there, though.
The North Stars are the Dallas Stars.
I know.
The Whalers are the Hurricanes.
I know.
Fucking Bill Bow just tied it
up.
The
fact that...
Come on.
Have you ever been to Whaler City?
Hartford?
Mm-mm.
I did for a work training one time. Not a big city.
You just got blacked out.
No, I actually had an ear infection.
So tiny place, great barn, though, they used to say.
When you fly with an ear infection,
Ron Francis.
Not good. Ronnie Franchise.
He's running the crack.
Since we're doing this tonight with all these picks, good reminder that you can still get parlay insurance through FanDuel.
$25 each day.
Up to $25. Yeah.
I'll do that right now. Hold on. All right. Pause the show. Mitt, pause the show.
We are paused.
Thank you. Show is paused. Let me opt in.
Got to opt in.
Opt in. Parlay insurance.
This is till November 2nd. Place a 4+ leg parlay. Okay.
Bet now.
Now, there's certain odds you got to meet. You can't go picking crazy favorites.
No.
But all the games we picked tonight so far fit into the realm of. So we're going
Flames?
Yeah.
We're going Mountainside?
We're going Mountainside in reg.
Can you
include that? But for this, you could do just straight money line. It's minus 188. That fits.
Sharks or Preds? Were we on that one?
I'm on the Sharks, plus 118.
Go Sharks.
Shark
dude. And the Wild.
The Wild. The coin chose the Wild at minus
120. Plus 1,100. That's 25.
Did you get the Kraken? Did you get the Crack House, the Crackheads?
Oh, I forgot. I definitely want to trust the Kraken. Okay. That's plus 2,000. 25 to win 500. Does it have to be – do I have to get four legs? Or if it just misses, I get 25 bucks back?
I think if it's you miss one leg.
Shit.
If exactly one leg of your bet loses, get a refund max refund of $25.
I'm doing it. Fuck it. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Good luck to everybody.
Let's have a better night than we did last night.
Let's hope we have a better night than we did last night.
Let's hope.
Pretty decent night on the hardwood. Sixers, Knicks, good game. Warriors, Thunder stink. Rockets, Mavs, Rockets stink. Lakers, Spurs, Nuggets, Jazz. We had a caller. Let me see if we got any more NBA callers. No, the NBA caller dropped off. I made him wait too long. Carson and BJ, don't worry, we're going to get right to you. Mitt, what do you like tonight?
TNT is playing the 76ers Knicks game. Ooh. I like the Knicks money line, or I took them at -1.
Okay. It's up to 2.5 now.
Yeah, it is up to 2.5 now. I would just take the money line. It's 136. I really like the Warriors -9 at the Thunder. The Thunder stink. They're going to be playing for the lottery this year. Yeah. Golden State's really good. You can take probably any prop you want on Steph Curry's points. Yeah, okay. And made threes.
Okay.
Yeah, Lake show tonight. I love the Lakers tonight, but obviously, I mean, when do I not love the Lakers? I think the Spurs are really bad. The Spurs are horrible, and you can get good lines right now still going against the Spurs, like 5 points. It's not that much.
Okay.
Hey. Checks out.
Good work.
Hey, baby, man.
Don't worry. Here, in a week or two, I'll be jumping in on NBA. There's a lot going on. There's 3x2s tonight, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I love the 3x2s tonight, like I do every single night, but these have been saving me and keeping me afloat for the basketball season.
Okay.
Midi floats.
I think one has missed this year and three have hit.
Okay.
I might be wrong.
I think there's been more than that, but you tell me. Carson from Atlanta, what do you got?
Hey there, boys. Hammered on.
Hammered on. Nah.
Calling in, I was watching James Franklin's interview or press conference today, and he doesn't even know who he's playing this weekend, let alone where he's playing. I was looking at Ohio State maybe -18.5 this weekend, getting on that.
Thank you, Carson. He had NASCAR in the thing too. I was waiting for him to talk about some NASCAR, but he didn't do it.
Truex?
I don't know if Truex is his pick this weekend or not. If there was a side that I was going to go, it would be the Ohio State side. Jimmy Franklin's, I don't want to say he's not a likable guy, but he also seems to be part of the snake oil clan.
The snake oil has not run out in Minnesota.
Who is leading the Big Ten West right now?
Minnesota. Did you see them boys throwing Fleck in the air?
I did. Someone on this show gave him out as plus 1,100 to win the West this year. Remember that, Mitt? Do you remember who that was?
Oh, sorry. I actually do not know what we're exactly talking about right now. I clicked on the FanDuel college football section and expanded Power 5 college football player props will now be a thing, Tony.
Okay, that's good news. That's good news.
I am elated with this news. You can now bet overs and unders for rushing, receiving, and passing. It's kind of awesome.
That's kind of like that.
He's elated.
kind of that's good. That's good. That's a good thing.
Fucking Willie Snead just got released. What's going on?
Willis Snead's gone.
I'll take Willie Snead. Raiders.
Who did he drop? Yeah.
He used to play for the Ravens.
Yeah, I knew that. He dropped the ball for the Raiders.
Ball State legend.
Ball State chirp chirp.
Willie Snead.
BJ from Ottawa, what do you got?
Hey, I got Houndown.
Houndown.
I got a little glitch I think I found on FanDuel here. So longest completion, it's usually between like 31 and 40 for quarterbacks, and I've been killing it betting on every quarterback every week. I've only had one losing week, and that's even betting on dumpster fires like Fields and Mills, and I mean even Geno threw an 80-yarder even though it was half his yards. But betting on longest completion every game, every week's been doing really good.
Thank you, BJ. I believe BJ tweeted me about this. The first few weeks it was on fire. If you just take each quarterback over there, kind of like you saw with Kyle Pitts, is over, what, like 18
and a half.
If you take it with every quarterback, you know, they'll hit a bomb every once in a while. It's a winning weekend. So I've heard. Yeah.
It's good stuff. That is good stuff.
Thanks, man. Let's see if we got any other boosts. Freddie Freeman or Altuve to hit a home run. I'm good on that.
I cheered for that fucking guy.
McKinnon to record 2+ points.
Mitt.
Why am I on?
Mountainside?
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite player. He's going to get an assist and his goal. Let's go.
This guy's fucking knee deep in fucking college player props. Out to lunch.
Yeah, Tony, I am sorry. This came at a bad time for you because I am just going through this right now. I'm trying to figure out all the ins and outs of the player props for college football this week.
Do they have them listed already?
No, I'm reading about it on the FanDuel
thing. Oh, okay. Because the like these games where they're like 30-point spreads and you don't want to take the favorite, but they have a huge rushing advantage, you take the player, the running back over, something smart like that. We'll dabble. Hey, I'll fucking dabble.
It does stink, Tony. I immediately thought of Cincinnati, Desmond Ridder. You cannot gamble on his over-unders and stuff because he's in technically the group of five conferences, not the Power Five conferences.
So it's only Power Five?
Yeah, that's what FanDuel said. But
I'm okay with that.
Oh, they're moving to – oh, no, wait. He's going to be gone next year anyway.
Are you looking down the road at this?
Yeah.
Down the road, this guy's fucking 6 blocks down the street, dude. Jesus.
Matt, you're busted. Matt.
Tony.
You're busted.
My Lord.
Never change. Never fucking change. Tuesday, huh?
Tuesday.
All right, so we did MLB, NBA, college football, NFL.
Yep.
Puck.
Yep.
Anything else? Am I missing anything?
Got footy for tomorrow if you want it.
Yeah, we do want that.
I don't love this. I got a lot of money line plays. You know, I love a draw, no bet, double chance, the draw and play for the push. But there's some good value on some favorites in midweek here. We'll start with La Liga. Sevilla money line over Mallorca. Sevilla's 1-2 straight. They're -120.
Mm-hmm. I will say this. You ever go to a restaurant called Mallorca?
Yep.
It's always going to be delicious. That's something I've learned throughout my travels in this world and eating in this world. You go to a restaurant named Mallorca, you go there.
That rings true.
But you bet on Sevilla tomorrow.
Well, if Sevilla does not come through, it is because of that statement you just made. So hopefully it's a warm dish of Sevilla tomorrow, Tony. Barcelona money line over Real Vallecano. I mean, Barcelona's got to fucking win this game. I don't see how they don't. Maybe Aguero starts for them. That would be nice to see. Real Betis money line over Valencia. Valencia haven't won in 6 after a good start. Betis has won 2 straight. And then to the Serie A, Atalanta money line over Sampdoria. Sampdoria has 1 win in 5. Atalanta's a pretty good squad, struggling a bit late though. Hellas Verona, draw no bet at Udinese, who's winless in six. Verona, one loss in six. They've won two of three.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Lazio 4-1 on the weekend, who, I mean, Lazio is a good squad, but they're struggling a bit too, which is why I will take Fiorentina double chance at Lazio.
Okay.
That's minus 130, so good value there on double chance. Fiorentina won 3-0 on the weekend.
Yep.
Lazio's lost two of three. And that's it. This Marseille-Nice game, I wanted to bet if I could get Marseille double chance, but I'm not getting it. I lean to Marseille draw no bet with Dimitri Payet coming back in the lineup.
Uh-huh.
Nice did have a very big comeback against Lyon on the weekend, though.
Okay. Can you answer a question from the chat?
Go on.
I know the answer already. Says, who is Gumpy's NBA team? He's a Red Sox, a Dolphins, a Stars fan. Who's his NBA team?
Boston Celtics. But the reason I am a Boston Celtics fan is because I was a Seattle Supersonics fan growing up.
And you had
they to. They left. I was then.
You didn't want to go to Oklahoma City with
in them? The predicament. I either go to. Well, it was an ugly breakup.
Mm-hmm.
To lose the Sonics. Seattle still loves the Sonics, still want them back. So I just went with, I like the Red Sox, I'll take the Celtics.
Smart.
Yeah.
You didn't want to go with the Heat.
No, thank you. I'll pass.
You got any college, you fan of any college team? Or you just like me? We just ride the flow.
Yeah. I got family in Columbus, so I like seeing Ohio State do well. I really liked Maurice Claret growing up. Good guy. Yeah, he was awesome. Still is awesome. But no real college. My dad's a Notre Dame fan. I'm not in on that.
No, me either.
No.
Me either. Okay. Braden Dillo. I don't normally pay attention to the chat, but when it's coming close to the end and I go to the screen where I end the stream, I'll peep at the chat every once in a while.
What do you got?
For what?
Quiz, you got a question?
No.
Oh, that was
so you just said, damn, Tone's paying attention to the chat.
Huh. Do one more question then.
One more question. One more question from the chat. I think we got to wait a few seconds because I think we say it.
Oh, we're on a delay.
And then I think we're on a delay. So one more question from the chat. Mitt.
Tony.
Are you back?
What?
Well, you took a trip to the moon to explore college football. Are you back?
Oh, yeah. I didn't figure anything out either, by the way.
Whoever just tweeted me that you're riding with me, Astros first five, that did not happen. Could not be further from the truth, my friend.
Why is Derrick Henry not an MVP favorite? We know why. What's wrong with the world?
For those two separate questions?
Yes.
What's wrong with the world?
We'll take that one tomorrow, probably. CC. All right, we'll do this one. Coastal Carolina versus Troy on Wednesday. You got a pick for that?
What's the spread?
Coastal Carolina versus Troy on Wednesday.
What's the spread, you fucking guy?
Coastal's an 18.5 point fifth.
After last week, I am not touching a midweek Coastal game.
I think I'm done with midweek games. Until. Yeah.
That shit last week. I was going to say until. Losing to fucking App State.
What do you know who the hardest conference. I don't know for you, but.
Oh, hold the phone.
The hardest conference to bet on this year has been?
What do you got?
Maction. It's been absolutely impossible.
I have tried to avoid the Maction.
It's year. Wait until it's the only thing we're going to be betting on.
Oh, no.
Let's see here. We're looking at things.
I got a dinger for tonight.
Okay. Let me know because I got Troy Coastal news.
+390 Jock Peterson dong shot.
Oh
yeah,
young Jock.
Yeah, it's the fucking pearl necklace, dude.
Here's what I look at just immediately off the jump. Troy throws the ball 14th most in the country. They throw the ball a lot. They are 105th in yards per pass. Coastal 61st in stopping the pass. And then Coastal on the other side, 17th in the nation running amount. Yards per rush is 5. Troy actually has the 5th best rush defense in the country. So both defenses stop what the other offense does well. Will Tony take an under of 52 in this game? I don't know. You have anything for Coastal and Troy?
What's that? As I stated already when we talked about this game, I'm not touching Coastal Carolina after losing to fucking App State, dude.
You know what bothers me?
Why are you saying it like that?
Antonio Borjas.
State. You can't lose to App State when you're... What were they?
App State's a good football school.
App State got dog walked by like Billy mountains. Napier and the boys, well, dude.
Antonio Borjas. This bothers me, okay?
This should be good.
He goes, hold on, let me make sure I get it right. Antonio Borjas, what do you say here? Where'd your name go? I lost it. But he said something along the lines of, book it, Fresno's upsetting San Diego State this weekend. Fresno's a 1-point dog. Is it technically an upset? Sure. Let's not call it an upset, though.
Fucking book it, dude. Dogs are barking.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad!